Answers Magazine, Volume 11.1, page 93. Seeing the Creator Everywhere by Mike Wilde. Raising four boys in the jungle makes it easy to point out the Creator at every turn. Our family depends on our Creator daily to send us rain so we can drink and wash laundry. We depend on Him for the sun that charges our house battery bank and dries our laundry. And daily we see His handiwork in the miles and miles of rugged, lush jungle that spreads out in all directions from our front doorstep. Growing up in these remote mountains, far from modern medicine, our boys have often seen God's mercy in healing our tribal friends from sickness and providing fertile soil to grow their food. You don't have to live in a jungle, though, to teach your children to see the Creator all around them. Everywhere we look, in rural backyards or concrete jungles, creation gives amazing testimony to the Master Creator. The complexity of design in every organism gives credit to the great designer. Even the way our bodies heal themselves after a fall or cut gives us an appreciation of the great physician. If creation's wonders are not right outside your door, you have to be intentional. Teaching children to see the Creator can include family trips to the park, the zoo, the beach, or even the local pet store. These excursions can enrich their appreciation of creation, but our instruction shouldn't begin and end there. If we first teach them at home about the many facets of the Creator, they will know what to look for when they step outside into His creation. The Creator is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere at the same time. He is holy, just, loving, and the owner of all His creation. As we point out how God manifests these attributes in the lives of our children, they will begin to see Him in all circumstances. When we watch a lightning storm, we give our Creator God glory for the powerful display. When we enjoy the food in our pantry or produce from our tribal neighbors, we remind our children that God provides for our needs. When we recover from flu or malaria, we remind our children that God controls even the viruses and mosquitoes and gives us strength to heal our bodies. When we spot a new species of bird in the backyard or jungle, we remind them that God created all these beautiful kinds of animals out of nothing. When our children understand that God made everything and owns it all, they can begin to understand that includes them. Their lives are not their own. They are accountable to the owner of the universe and must look to Him for direction in all of life. Mike and Libby Wilde are missionaries to the Wanuk people in the jungles of Asia Pacific. Together, they serve the people and are working to translate the Bible into their language. Their children share the excitement of missionary life in a popular DVD series, The Wilde Brothers.